Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Omar Ruiz, our buddy from NFL Network on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Omar, how are you?
Hey, good. I'm happy to be here in Indy. It's not as cold as it could be. Always thankful for that. And, 2019, here we go, man.
Yeah, the league year officially turns over in a couple of weeks, and there's a lot of really interesting storylines. You know, obviously we got the draft coming up, but Omar, you know, between Antonio Brown being discussed traded, maybe Odell Beckham, who knows, the Le'Veon Bell story. There's a lot of big stories leading up to the start of the league here in free agency in 2 weeks, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's the fascinating part of this. You know, we're focused here at the combine and the prospects and everything else, but we have free agency here in a week and a half. And, the storylines you mentioned and not to mention the ones that will surprise us and shock us and come out of left field, like there always are. Jason Witten, for one, you know, coming out of retirement and going to the Cowboys, kind of setting the stage for, I think, what could be a lot of more surprising moves coming up here. But, yeah, it's exciting to talk about, just kind of keeps us engaged as we get closer to the season. And I'm always reminded that when we get to the draft, we're still closer to the previous Super Bowl than we are to week one kickoff. So, it could be a long wait, but, these kind of events, these, storylines sort of, keep us occupied for, the next 5 months here.
You know, Omar, I wonder how if there was any buzz on this at all. But, when you see last week Manny Machado in baseball signs a $300 million contract, and today Bryce Harper signs a $330 million contract, and we know what, the elite quarterbacks would get paid if there were no salary cap. I wonder, football players seeing these contracts, seeing some of the basketball contracts, I wonder how angry they get and if that affects any kind of negotiations in a couple of years. What do you think?
I don't know if angry is the right word.
Yeah.
But I know, being in locker rooms and, when other big contracts, for instance, when Steph Curry signed his big deal a couple of years ago for Golden State, seeing their reaction was just maybe a little bit jealous, but also realizing that I think they've accepted the reality that it's just not going to be happening, not possible in the NFL. I think there would just be too much, bloodshed in those negotiations with, the NFLPA and the NFL to actually see, full-fledged guaranteed contracts with kind of limitless salaries like that. But, obviously they definitely pay attention. And, we've seen so many different, points to the CBA, come under fire or be highlighted and throughout different storylines over the years that affect more players than just a few elite that would be potentially getting these kind of contracts. So while, yes, they do pay attention and notice, I don't think there's anything much more than a little bit of envy or jealousy there.
Omar Ruiz of the NFL Network. Omar, John Dorsey today said, I quote, "I don't think we're a team yet to go for it." He may say that, but I don't buy it. I don't think you sign Kareem Hunt if you're not going for it. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think the Browns are going for it this year?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about by saying that. I mean, it's a fair point. And come on your show, I'll say I'm bullish on the Browns here. They are a team that, has talent across the board. They're in a position, certainly going into this offseason, with money, with draft picks, and really the way the roster is set up now, that they can just go and just get really good players and improve upon, the talent they already have at positions that they already have filled, where they can bring that organizational depth, that championship depth that you see those teams at the top have, where, a player goes down and they just keep clicking on all cylinders. They have the quarterback figured out. the coach in place that, you know, everyone believes in. So, you know, this is a team that potentially, and you know, obviously when you have a team that like the Browns that, you know, hasn't won much in recent times, I feel sometimes a little apprehensive to say that, you know, that they're building a juggernaut there.
Yep.
But when you look at it objectively and you take away the history, that this is a team with a lot of talent, a lot of hope, and I think a lot of, you know, good football ahead. And that includes 2019. And I don't see there's any reason why they shouldn't be as aspirational as possible for this upcoming season.
We're talking with Omar Ruiz of the NFL Network. Omar, for the first time in a long time, the Browns will not be drafting a quarterback in this draft, well, at least not high. Maybe they'll draft one to be a third stringer late in the draft. Who knows? But some teams certainly will. There are teams looking for quarterbacks. Dwayne Haskins from Ohio State and Kyler Murray is certainly a name that's coming up. We had Ben Lieber on, a former NFL player, earlier, and he said, you know, he's hearing from people there that Kyler Murray's not interviewing very well, that he's coming off maybe as a me guy. We've heard that before. I'm skeptical when I hear those kind of things. You know, I think Kyler Murray looks like he's going to be a great player. I know he's not big, but he's only a half inch shorter than Russell Wilson. We'll see. What are you hearing about how he's interviewing and how people are seeing him in terms of his NFL future?
Yeah, you know, I haven't heard that, you know, about, you know, how he's interviewing in a negative light. I'm always a little, you know, cautious on the smokescreen aspects to all of this. On teams that, you know, certainly not picking in the top five. I would hope he slides and try to, you know, sling some mud on a kid so that way they, you know, they do have a shot to draft him. But I think that's the only spot where you might hope that he falls. You know, maybe you put him on the whiteboard there, go through some plays, and maybe, you know, he's not as good on the fly as you hope he could be. Because I think, you know, with the measurements coming out today, that's the way that they did, and certainly his tape and, you know, play on the field has, I think, proven to everybody that he certainly belongs in the NFL. His style of play can translate, and, you know, unless you're hung up on one of those other things, which can be obviously very important.
Sure.
I think I think it was one of the coaches or general managers was asked today just point blank, you know, what's the big characteristic of a quarterback that you need, and it has to be, you know, you got to be able to process that information, you know, as quickly as possible, and so much information, and unless you get hung up on something like that, I think Kyler Murray is going to go, you know, awfully high.
Going back a little bit, when the Browns signed Kareem Hunt, what was your reaction to that?
I was surprised. Let me preface that by saying surprised that he got in as quickly as he did. I thought that a team would wait until the NFL would give a little more insight as far as what they're going to do with him from a punishment standpoint and let that process play out a little more. Not surprised, however, that it is with the Browns, given John Dorsey's history with him and all the research and background that he's done with Kareem Hunt. Now, in knowing John Dorsey a little bit, you know, he's a pretty resolute guy. I'll say that in my dealings with Kareem Hunt, as little as they've been, he's always been, you know, a pretty good kid and pretty stand-up guy. And I think, you know, John Dorsey kind of obviously feels the same sort of way, a guy who's made a mistake. And I think if you can get past maybe the public relations backlash a little bit and you really believe in him, then you know, obviously it's worth taking the risk. And obviously the philosophy that they've brought to the table and something Freddie Kitchens said yesterday is, you know, they're hoping for, you know, what he can be as a person, you know, beyond his football capabilities and, you know, getting that right first while the NFL process plays out. So, you know, all that said, in talking to some people, you know, if they can get, you know, 4 to 6 games from him next year, they'd be happy with that. Obviously to have a player of his capability that can add to already talented roster, given what they're going to be doing here in the upcoming off season, is another sign that, you know, the Browns will be a force to be reckoned with, but certainly Kareem Hunt, you know, the timing of his signing was surprising, but not actually where he landed.
John Dorsey joked, today about, hey, if Dave Gettleman wants to call, he knows my number. And, you know, on that one specifically, I've been, you know, on my soapbox about the Browns being extra aggressive and doing whatever it takes to trade for Odell Beckham. Dave Gettleman, I know, said yesterday he wouldn't trade him, but obviously even if he would, he's not going to admit that. Do you think John Dorsey calls Dave Gettleman and tries to make an offer for Odell Beckham Jr.?
I wouldn't be surprised if he did. You know, get that juice and Odell reunion. I think that would be amazing, and Baker Mayfield kind of, you know, that would be one heck of a show. And I don't see why John Dorsey wouldn't. You know, they have the money to afford a, you know, Odell kind of contract, and I think kind of the culture that they're building would be able to absorb the kind of personality that Odell Beckham would bring to the table. So, you know, is that one of these splashy moves that'll shock and surprise everybody upcoming? Who's to say? But I think it's something that I don't think if you're John Dorsey, you should, you know, turn down that offer or not make that phone call just because of everything we've heard about Odell previously.
Omar, what are some of the biggest stories today out of, like, in terms of, you know, the potential draft picks here outside of Kyler Murray, who has kind of stood out? I know they're not on the field that much. It's kind of weighing and doing some of that stuff, but and reps, but anybody making a name for themselves already at the combine?
I haven't really heard too much. I think that the general overarching storyline, you know, for today in a day where, you know, the offensive line and running backs are kind of, you know, exposed to the media, and they have those bench presses to do publicly, and you know, they'll get on the field tomorrow. I think it's the realization that offensive linemen don't necessarily have to be, you know, as prepped as they once were, from a physical and mental standpoint, that the NFL teams realize now, you know, maybe a little better than they did even 5 years ago, how to transition those linemen coming from these, you know, sort of air raid, standing up all the time type of system, that they can make that work in the NFL now. So I think, you know, the bench press, you know, obviously you still got to have strong guys and all this sort of stuff. I think that's my big takeaway from talking to people, you know, for a day like today.
Right.
But as far as, you know, anybody making a name for himself, you know, nobody really, starring yet. I think we start to change that once they get on the field and start to get oohed and awed by how they run around and perform on the field.
Omar, appreciate the time as always. Thank you for joining me.
Okay, no problem, buddy.
Omar Ruiz, NFL Network.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.